Chapter 17, The Miracle of Giving. Dear Prawn, all the anger management mentioned so far deals with mental and conceptual faculties. It is essentially about how you adjust your mind and views. What I am going to talk about in this letter deals with physical actions or deeds. It involves demolishing your anger by means of giving. Giving thy words so softens the people who are angry with you. For your own part, when you start thinking about giving, your mind will begin to break loose of anger. I once read a speech by the former prominent president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, who mentioned his method of repelling his enemy as, "I destroy my enemy when I make him my friend." Among the methods of turning your enemy into your friend, giving must be the easiest. In the Visuddhimagga scripture, the following is said of the fruits of giving. Giving is the difficult art of training people. Giving fulfill all one's wishes. The giver is delighted by the act of giving. The taker lowers himself to receive with kind words. I have often seen some older, prestigious people using this method. It seems very effective and fairly easy. You could try it if you are angry with anyone or get into trouble with him. Try to bring him a gift or something with an apology. If you feel uneasy uttering the words from your mouth, you may send him a note saying, "Thank you." A simple thank you or the lack of one can stop or start a war. It can put two people in extreme love or in extreme hatred. It can even arouse people from opposite factions to a disruptive uprising. Thank yous can create miracles. Used correctly, you can witness the miracle of the world. When I was young, I remember seeing a volleyball coach in a raging fit, berated a friend of mine. My friend was so humiliated, he went all red and ran away from the practice. That evening, the coach asked all of us to dinner at a restaurant, with a special invitation to that friend of mine. He said he was sorry and offered to pay for the meal. After that bounding dinner, the coach and my friend resolved their differences and left behind all their grudges. They could look each other in the face again. You will notice that this incident consists of two steps of giving. Firstly, the coach asked forgiveness from his pupil, who gladly accepted. The coach's apology and the pupil acceptance amount to mutual forgiving. Secondly, the coach took care of the bill, amounting to his exceeding generosity to everyone, including the pupil in question. Each was doing his best to give to each other. So the minds harboring stress and anger gradually resolved and dissolved tension. Giving always yields miraculous result. Try to be a giver constantly, and the taker will be less angry with you, or will not be able to find what in you to be angry at. Giving turns you and him into friends. Thus, your enemy is turned into a friend, maybe because of the merit of your giving outweighs your flaw or offense. It must be like when your parents upbraid you, and you are not angry with them because you are well aware of their love and dedication to you. I like to end this letter by citing some thoughts that I wrote in one of my books. The hand of a giver is above that of a taker. The name of a giver is more memorable than that of a taker. The merit of a donor is sweeter and more lasting than the glory of a warrior or hero. Giving. Even the thought of this brings happiness. Once you give, your heart is in joy. As time goes by, you look back at the faces of all those recipients. The joy is brought back to give you bliss. Giving is true happiness at all times, before, during, and after. Giving, seen superficially like losing, yet it is in fact gaining. Learn to give, and you will truly gain. Your teacher.